After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on a throne, and there was a rainbow about the throne like an emerald. The throne were lightnings, thunderings, and voices, and seven lamps of fire before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst and around the throne, four beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each six wings. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 who was, and is to come. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, casting their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. I beheld in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Song saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. Was 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. I saw a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I saw under the altar the souls of those who were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. They cried with a loud voice, How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you not judge and avenge our blood on them who dwell on the earth? White robes were given to every one of them. I saw when he opened the sixth seal that there was a great earthquake. The sun became black and the moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell to earth like a fig tree, which casts the untimely figs, being shaken in a mighty wind. Heaven departed like a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who is able to stand? I beheld a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, people, and tongues, who stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. They cried, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. The angels, elders, and four beasts fell on their faces before the throne, saying, "Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever." Who are these in white robes, and where have they come from? These are they who have come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he shall dwell among them. They will hunger or thirst no more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb shall feed them, and shall lead them to living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I saw seven angels, which stood before God. To them were given seven trumpets, preparing to sound. There was another mighty angel, clothed with a cloud. He lifted his hand to heaven and swore by him, who lives forever and ever, who created heaven, earth, and the sea, that there should be time no longer. A reed was given me like a rod. The angel said, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein." Which is without the temple, leave out, for it is given to the Gentiles. And the holy city they will tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. When they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends from the bottomless pit shall overcome and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And kindreds, tongues, and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer them to be put in graves. They that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. After 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell on them which saw them. They heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up hither." And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them who dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Understanding, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. It is 666.